Today the talk is going to be about analysis of occupational illness and implementation of preventive strategies at a Connecticut tobacco farm. And I worked with Dr. Trappe, Edward Sapien, who helped me out a lot, and Bruce Gould, and of course Israel Cordero, who's my roommate, who pretty much whenever I had troubles, he was the one who helped me out. Through my begging, of course. So, migrant farm workers play an essential role in society, especially in Connecticut and especially in the tobacco farms, because tobacco farms in Connecticut are actually the largest cash crop. And there's no one else who will work on these farms except migrant workers. However, there's a lot of factors outside of their control and factors within their control which affect their occupational health outcomes. So, factors out of their control include low job security, low income, being undocumented, and these leading to having no union, the fact that their work is seasonal, the fact that their work is harsh and outdoors, being part of agriculture, and the fact that the regulations are poorly enforced. And then there's the part which is under their control more so, which is their knowledge and their behaviors. And these two groups of things together lead to very, very high occupational illness and injury rates per year in this population. So, in the literature of migrant farm worker health, there's this paradigm, which I will go over and over and over in this talk. So, the paradigm is knowledge leads to preventive behavior, which leads to better health outcomes. So, say a farm worker learns that pesticides are bad for their health. They'll change their clothes within 15 minutes after finishing working. They'll wash their hands, and it'll prevent them from having cancer in the future. So, knowledge was the first thing of that. How do you gain increased knowledge? Through training. But there's a huge absence of training with this population. If you look to that picture to the side there, that poster which said things like, urinate as frequently as needed, and drink enough water, especially on hot days. This poster at one of the farms was their training for that year. And so, then there's the knowledge issue, and then there's also behaviors. So, there's the role of personal protective equipment. Using gloves, using hats, using sunglasses, should they be the ones to fork out the money for these things, seeing as they have low income? Will they fork out the money? There's a lot of issues in regards to that. So ultimately, because this is a capitalistic society, everything comes down to cost. So cost effectiveness, where should the funding be placed? If you look through the literature, there's a lot of support for outreach workers. It's been mentioned all throughout today in the occupational health. And with no question, outreach workers are probably the best method for providing knowledge to the population. However, there's the issue of the cost of paying for outreach workers. Then there's pamphlets. Pamphlets contain a lot of information. They're cheap. But you're giving them to one individual, and what happens when that individual leaves? There's a 25% turnover per year in this population, so there's the issue of having to keep sending out pamphlets over and over. And then there's posters. So posters don't contain as much information as pamphlets, and they're probably not as effective as outreach workers. However, there's the potential for more permanence with them. They can be put up on a wall, and in theory, they could stay there and serve for multiple different people. And then there's the issue of other resources. Instead of giving them the knowledge, maybe we can just skip to the behaviors. Just give them the gloves, give them long sleeve shirts. Maybe that might be the most cost-effective method. And the reason I became interested in all of this is because I was working with the Yukon Migrant Farm Worker Clinic, and they, similar to the talk which was just before me in New York, they provide health care to the population. But they've also been dabbing in each of these things, having undergrads give talks to the workers, pamphlets, posters, and even giving out sunglasses. So I was curious as to what the most effective method would be, per se. So, I split my research up into two summers. The first summer was just to get a general better understanding of what was going on in this population. A lot of the literature that has been done in North Carolina, Texas, California, New York, and there are different farm types, different climates, possibly different populations. So I wanted to check to make sure that the population that I was working with in Connecticut matched up with the populations of the literature in other areas. So that was the gist of the first summer. Then the second summer was to choose some sort of intervention and evaluate it. So, first summer, looked at one farm, which had about 150 to 200 workers at it, predominantly Mexican, and I started off by just doing observational studies. So, did they wash their hands after coming back from work? Did they change? What were their general behaviors? Where did they store their clothes? So I could get a general sense of what I felt the issues were. And then switch to focus groups to assess what their knowledge and behaviors were in certain topics, and also try to find out what they felt the issues were in respect to their health. And finally, at the end of that summer, there was a pictorial quiz with a survey attached to it. So pretty much what I did was half the people got a picture in front of them which could answer some quiz questions just to see if the picture is straight in front of them, the answers are right in front of them, will they be able to score better on knowledge assessments? And they did. So the second summer, which is what I'm going to talk about a little more today, there are four farms. And here, to take it to the next step, to make it more reality-like, did initial surveys, pre-poster surveys, to assess their initial knowledge, then put posters up, and then did post-poster surveys to see, okay, 4 to 6 weeks after seeing the poster, do they still retain the knowledge? So the survey contents were demographics, education, past education on the subjects of interest. So in the case of these posters, I focused on heat exposure and pesticide exposure. So those, in the past, were they taught about those issues. Personal protective equipment owned related to these issues, gloves, hats, sunglasses, long sleeve shirts available for work. Then there was the knowledge aspect. So that was assessed by pesticide heat exposure quizzes. And finally, there were behaviors related to prevention. So the questions were phrased such as, on a hot day when you're going out, hot sunny day when you're going out to work, assuming that you have the materials available to yourself, how often would you wear a hat, wear a long sleeve shirt, sunglasses, gloves? And how often would you change your clothes within 15 minutes after returning from the field? So it's the behaviors related to the knowledge. So the demographics of the study, pretty much the purpose of this slide is that there were two distinct populations. The Jamaicans were all on H-2A visas. They actually all received training prior to coming to the U.S. in regards to pesticide education, and they're significantly older, significantly more educated, and spent significantly more time in the U.S. than the Latino population. Now, Latinos were predominantly Mexican, but also Guatemalan and Puerto Rican, and yeah, they did spend significantly, they're younger, school was less time spent in the U.S. So, taking the demographics and assessing their relations with the knowledge quizzes. So, let me explain the way I did the analysis. I didn't want to throw up too many numbers there to confuse people. So, all the analysis that you'll see in this presentation is Wilcoxon rank sum analysis, non-parametric. So NS, I put NS for non-significant if it was, if the p-value is greater than 0.2. So what you can see from here is that in the Latino population, those greater than age 28 did significantly better on the heat scores, but no other significance in regards to age. Education level, I looked at other ages more than just separating by sixth grade. There was no significance to be seen by schooling, pretty much. And years in the U.S. agriculture, there was some significance seen in the Jamaican population. Now, being taught about pesticide exposure or heat exposure in the past was not significant with either population. So now, comparing knowledge and reported behaviors. Now, all the blanks are because I didn't feel they should be related. Like, wearing a hat shouldn't be related to pesticide knowledge, so I left that blank. But what you can see here is, in the Latino population, those who reported that they were more likely to stay in the shade given the opportunity, more likely to wear a hat given the opportunity, scored significantly higher on the heat exposure quiz. Sunglasses had no significance. Wearing long sleeve shirts was significant in the Jamaican population. It was close to significant in the Latino population. And wearing gloves wasn't significant on either of them. So, now that I completed my pre-poster survey and that analysis, I wanted to put up some posters to assess their knowledge and their ability to pick things up. So I recruited a bunch of my classmates, took pictures of them, used a lot of information that was found in the literature, and put it up in a poster in the barracks or in the mess halls. And so, comparing the pre-poster surveys to the post-poster surveys, what you can see is actually the only part that came out significant was the heat exposure knowledge in the Latino population when you take into account all workers. I also did an analysis with pairs, so if someone took the test before and they took it afterwards, that's what the lower column there is. And that was close to significant for the heat exposure, but didn't quite make it. And then this slide is just to say that the Jamaicans scored significantly higher on both quizzes, which is kind of expected. So what, now if we go back to that paradigm, knowledge, we care about knowledge in respect to its effects on behavior. So ultimately, what causes the effects on behavior? So those who own personal protective equipment reported significantly all throughout both groups that they had a greater desire to wear. Past education had no significant impact on behavior. The knowledge quizzes were significantly in reporting to behavior on some of the things as seen by that earlier slide, but it was not significant in comparison to in respect to owning personal protective equipment. And the posters had no significant impact on reported behavior, although they did have that significance on the knowledge with the heat. So, by the discussion, educational posters about occupational health problems raised by the workers had no significant impact on behavior changes. And there's the issue of, were the posters too complex for the workers to get the message, especially seeing as some of them couldn't read? Then there's personal protective equipment access significantly increased the chance that workers would practice preventive behaviors, as shown by if they owned it, they said they would be more likely to do the action. And then past reported education about heat and pesticide exposure risk had no significant impact on preventive behaviors, and limited significance was based on the demographics. Like I said earlier, grades education had no impact on knowledge or behavior. The limitations of the study was that there was a limited diversity of Spanish-speaking workers. The demographics of the Jamaicans and Spanish workers were different, so you really couldn't do too much comparison in that respect. And it may not apply to other educational topics, for example, STDs, where the workers don't know much about it at all. And giving a poster about that might have a much greater impact. And then the fact that these were done as surveys as opposed to interviews, which creates the issue of precision. So in conclusion, farm worker access to personal protective equipment seems to have a positive impact on preventive behaviors, as mentioned before, and posters might have very limited use without providing protective equipment. And future studies would be to take the paradigm to the next step. So this study looked at knowledge and behavior, where we need to look more into behavior and more to outcomes. So evaluating changes with personal protective equipment and monitoring the outcomes of those changed behaviors.